school. He could already taste the blood in his mouth as he got up. He had bitten the inside of his lip when he hit the ground, and it was what he focused on now as he stood, the strange metallic flavour that made you want to spit it out immediately, like you'd eaten something that wasn't food at all. He swallowed it instead. Harry and his cronies would have been thrilled beyond words if they knew Connor was bleeding. He could hear Anton and Sully laughing behind him, knew exactly the look on Harry's face, even though he couldn't see it. He could probably even guess what Harry would say next, in that calm, amused voice of his that seemed to mimic every adult you never wanted to meet.
"Be careful of the steps there," Harry said. "You might fall."
"Yep, that'd be about right." It hadn't always been like this. Harry was the blonde wonder child, the teacher's pet through every year of school. The first pupil with his hand in the air, the fastest player on the football pitch. But for all that, just another kid in Connor's class. They hadn't been friends, exactly. Harry didn't really have friends, only followers. Anton and Sully basically just stood behind him and laughed at everything he did. But they hadn't been enemies either. Connor would have been mildly surprised if Harry had even known his name. Somewhere over the past year, though, something had changed. Harry had started noticing Connor, catching his eye, looking at him with a detached amusement. This change hadn't come when everything started with Connor's mum. No, it had come later, when Connor started having the nightmare. The real nightmare, not the stupid tree. The nightmare with the screaming and the falling. The nightmare he would never tell another living soul about. When Connor started having that nightmare, that's when Harry noticed him. Like a secret mark had been placed on him that only Harry could see. A mark that drew Harry to him like iron to a magnet. On the first day of the new school year, Harry had tripped Connor coming into the school grounds, sending him tumbling to the pavement. And so it had begun. And so it had continued. Connor kept his back turned as Anton and Sully laughed. He ran his tongue along the inside of his lip to see how bad the bite was. Not terrible. He'd live if he could make it.